For many employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. Good to have you with us on this Friday. Normally on Friday, we visit with Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation. And for the last couple of weeks, we've not been able to do this because, well, we have a revelation. Because my friend Rico Waller is like 007. He has a license to kill. Yeah, he's a hunter. He's a hunter, and he's on his way back from, I don't know, what was it, West Virginia? We're going to find out. Rico Waller joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. He is in transit, coming back from, I believe it was West Virginia. I could be wrong. Rico, good morning. Where are you?
I am in Burnt Prairie, Illinois.
What is that near? I've traversed Illinois a lot, and I've never heard of that one.
Well, it's a little town, and right now we're just pulling off the freeway so I can chat with you. We're west of Evansville, Indiana. We just crossed into Illinois, 15 miles back, and we're heading to St. Louis and then down to Springville, Missouri.
Okay, now you know, if you're going to St. Louis, you got to stop by my place. It's called Ragazzi's. It's on the hill. Best Italian food in town. And it's checkered tablecloth, stained glass windows. It's really fun. Are you going to stop in St. Louis?
No, we're not stopping in St. Louis. We're going down to Springdale, and we're going to we've got a friend there that we're going to go hunting with tonight, and we're going to have a little bit of a visit, and then I'm heading back down to Oklahoma. I just crossed the 8,000 mile mark on this trip. 8,000 miles we've driven.
That is incredible. Tell me where you started. And again, if you're wondering why we're talking about his hunting trip, it's because he has been like way out of touch for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Tell me where you started.
We started in Carson City, Nevada, and we went to Portland, Oregon, and met up with a friend of ours up there. And then we went to La Grande, Oregon, which is extreme northeastern Oregon up on the Washington border. And then we drove from there to Tallahena, Oklahoma, and from there to Winchester, Virginia, and then from there to Asheville and down into Charlottesville, South Carolina, and then back up again to Winchester, and then to Charleston, West Virginia. And then today we're traveling to Springdale, Arkansas.
Let me ask you: every state has different laws, you know, with different dates. I remember November 15 was always the big day in Michigan, and you'd see folks, you know, going up for a week to northern Michigan, and they'd come back with deer and other wildlife there on their front bumper. It was amazing stuff, but it was like a procession going up north. People would leave their families, leave their jobs for a week or so they could be a part of hunting season. Is it different, though, when you're hunting, say, out here versus hunting back east?
Yeah, it is. You know, the culture of the east and the Midwest and the South is very, very pro-hunting. And the vast majority of those hunters, I'll tell you frankly, are conservatives and they're Republicans, because they're closer to the soil, closer to the earth and the natural world, which Democrats are displaced from so much because they live in cities. They haven't got a clue what the natural world is like. And we've really enjoyed the people we've met have been uniformly that we've hunted with and the friends we've met. Uniformly conservative and Republican.
I like it when you say friends, just friends you've never met. But now you're getting a chance to
friends
meet
I've
them.
Never met. I've got a chance to meet a whole bunch of new people. Everybody's got a nickname out here. It's kind of funny. You know, you got one old man we met. His name is John Slater, and he's famous in eastern Virginia as a hunter. His name's John Slater, but everyone calls him Three Bears. You can say, I met Three Bears, and they'll know you're talking. You say, John Slater. They say, who's that?
Wow.
That's his nickname. Another young fellow, his name's Joseph. They all call him Chili Dog.
Where'd they get that? Where'd they get that from?
I guess, well, what happens when you're a little kid in the South, if you have something that happens that's amusing or funny, or apparently he really liked Chili Dogs when he was a little kid, and they stuck the name on him. Three Bears got his name because there were three brothers who were very close in age, and they all hung out together, and they called him Three Bears. And so he got the nomiker, not the other two. It's a different thing. You know, my name, Rico, is a nickname I basically gave myself when I was a little kid because I couldn't say Ricky.
Oh, my gosh.
They called me Ricky, and I said Rico instead of Ricky. And it stuck instantly, and I've been Rico the rest of my life.
Ricky Aller, as he was known previously in a previous life, joining us from someplace in Illinois, pulling off the highway to visit with us. And, of course, he's the owner of Carson Installation. By the way, who's running the store today and, like, for the last 3 weeks?
Well, then my daughter Rachel and my son-in-law Ryan, and they're doing a fabulous job. I talk to them every day and keep track of everything going on. They have questions for me now and then. But, you know, it is so gratifying and satisfying to know that you've got people who can take over for you and you don't have to fret about the leadership anymore. And I've gotten there finally. It's been all these years, but now I've got that, and I'm so blessed. You know, God has blessed me so much to let me have those children.
By the way, are the laws different state to state, or are they fairly uniform when you're talking to hunting and limits and things like that?
Oh, they're completely different. In fact, where we were hunting in Virginia, we hunted right on the line of West Virginia and Virginia. So we had to have both licenses. And it was it's quite an adventure. You know, we're hunting this one ridge. It's called Long Ridge, and there's a place called Squirrel Gap. And you cross back and forth between Virginia and West Virginia the whole time. And if it weren't for GPS nowadays, you would never be able to conclusively prove where you were or weren't, which state you were in. And the rules are very, very different. The seasons don't align, and the rules of conduct are different. For example, in West Virginia, you have to wear an orange hat no matter what. If you're driving around in your car, your truck, you got to wear an orange hat during certain periods of time, and other times you don't have to. The state of Virginia allows you to wear orange clothing. You could have an orange vest. But, you know, and it just seems so silly that they can't get together and just kind of be done with that nonsense, you know. But anyway, we abided by the rules where we were. In Rome, do as the Romans do.
Ain't that the truth? Okay, let's get down to the brass tacks here. So how'd you do? And by the way, when you are mobile, as you guys are, what do you do if you kill an elk or a deer or whatever it is, or a grizzly bear? What do you do?
We didn't kill anything. We didn't kill anything. We didn't come to kill anything. We came to exercise our dogs and hunt in different places. You know, the Virginia is the home of hunting with hounds. That's where it started. George Washington had hounds.
The hounds!
And we went to places where the history, we went to the Platte Balsam Mountains in South Carolina, North Carolina, which is, you know, it's the history is just tremendous. And that's what I wanted to do all my life. I've wanted to go to these places where people have been doing this for hundreds of years and experience what they, and see what they saw. Look off a mountain and see what those men in that era, you know, 300 years ago saw. And we did that. And I got to see the Looking Glass Falls in the Pisgah National Forest in South Carolina. You know, it's in National Geographic, but I went there and I got to look at it with my own eyes, and it was wonderful.
And yet you didn't kill anything?
No, I didn't go to. That's not the point. You know, my sport is a dog sport. It's training dogs to perform. And if you have, for example, if you have a rancher that has a mountain lion that's causing trouble, well, I can go take care of that mountain lion if it needs to be done, with a permit, legally, of course. But I would not choose to go and do that necessarily. I just want to train dogs. And as soon as you kill an animal, the work begins. The fun is over. And the work starts. I'm not here to work. You know, I can go to the grocery store and buy food. I would rather go hunt and have fun.
Wow. You're going to be gone for what, another week?
Another week. I should be rolling into Carson City on Wednesday or Thursday of next week. And, boy, I've got a lot to catch up on when I get there. I got a lot of projects going and things I got to catch up on.
I know.
And wait. I got to make that wonderful wife of mine happy.
I love that idea. Hey, you have yourself a great rest of your trip. We'll talk to you again next Friday. And you may not know much more than you know today. And that's okay, because you're fun to talk to.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hey,
talk to you later, buddy.
We'll talk to you next week. That's Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Installation. I'd love it, though. Can you imagine to be able to just take 3 weeks off? And say, you know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to experience what the frontier people saw 300 years ago. Would that be way cool? Just to be out in the wilderness? And as he says, we didn't go there to kill anything. And he didn't. I wonder if they even brought rifles with them. Don't know. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up. Sometime before 2 o'clock this afternoon. It may be in the final half hour of our show that some of this stuff gets released. We'll do that. We'll let you know what's going on. And at the bottom of the hour, obviously, we'll update you on what's going down. It's a sentencing memo time for Paul Manafort and for Michael Cohen. But how much is Robert Mueller going to reveal? That's the question. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years.
I did. What I didn't know...
18 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. It is Friday. The weekend is upon us. I'm so excited. And I got a big weekend. I mean, I got Christmas parties. My charity, Chariot of Fire Ballooning, having its Christmas party. It's just really going to be kind of fun. It's really cool. By the way, the story that's been in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and that apparently investors are working on Major League Baseball in Las Vegas. Rob Manfred calls Las Vegas a viable market for the sport and baseball's decision-makers to send to the city for the winter meetings coming up beginning on Sunday. But there are people. There's a guy named Lou Weisbach, a Chicago area entrepreneur, and those who he has a group. He's putting together a group to bring Major League Baseball to Southern Nevada. Now, I think. Can I tell you? I think baseball would do great here. Indoor stadium or an indoor outdoor stadium. I think it would be phenomenal. Now, the question is, are we going to have to pass another huge tax increase? Are we going to let people, that you know, the 43 million people that fly in and out of here, let them pay for it? But can you imagine having baseball, the Raiders, the Golden Knights, somebody will get smart at MGM and bring us the NBA. I'm fairly certain that's going to happen relatively soon. But imagine if we had all – we have gone from – since I've moved here from a community with no major league sports, unless you count UNLV, but no major league sports, to one that has all of them. And that could happen in the next couple of years. Isn't that wild? And if the Golden Knights are any indicator, my guess is the Raiders are going to do great. An NBA franchise would do phenomenal. And Major League Baseball, I think, would become the anchor tenant. No, I really do. I honestly believe it could become the anchor tenant for this community. Because unlike football or hockey or soccer or any of the other sports, baseball is a legitimate every night, 6 months a year, 7 months a year. I mean, I would love it. For those of you that don't know me, I'm one of those guys. I've got the extra innings Major League Baseball package on Cox. And I love it. I watch baseball in season. I watch it probably 6 nights a week. Certainly 5 nights a week. And then I tape games. I would love the idea. That's why I'm so excited about the winter baseball meetings coming to Southern Nevada. Because we're going to have trades made here. We're going to have all kinds of stuff going on. And for those of you who don't know, I'm a big St. Louis Cardinal fan. Big St. Louis Cardinal fan. I mean, I grew up. I mean, my late father, got me an introduction to Harry Carey on the field at Old Busch Stadium, Old Sportsman's Park. Yeah. Isn't that wild? Unbelievable. That's one of the things I love about baseball, though, is that it is every day. It just never quits. Coming up, I'm very excited. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in and you get to take our radio program in any direction you want. As long as you make sense, okay? If you're going to give me gibberish, then you're not going to be around long. But if you make sense and you're not reading off a milk carton, you can be a part of our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all because I never really know which direction you're going to take us. We'll talk with you coming up. Here's the number, by the way, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Excuse me, 8232. Did I do that right? Of course I did. That's why I got a cheat sheet, just in case. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, in the Coachella Valley. In fact, that's where we'll go first on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. For those of you who don't know, our wall-to-wall free-for-all is where you call in, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. Normally, we tell you what it is we're talking about. It's topical, it's compelling, and it's entertaining. But in our final half hour, we turn the tables and we give you the latitude to take the program in any direction you want. In fact, let's go to the Coachella Valley. Go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just had a couple of comments and news stories. Nobody mentioned them. For one, the U.S. Embassy got bombed in Mexico, in the state of Jalisco, with two grenades, and hardly anybody talked about that because, you know, nothing.
When was that? When was that?
Nothing bad ever happened. I believe it was in the Monday, I think, or Tuesday. And also, they arrested a Bangladeshi human trafficker in the same state. And I believe it might have something to do with that, that they're catching on to these people over there, too. And on the other news story that I wanted to mention is that 2 days ago, the millionaire sex child abuse offender Jeffrey Epstein settled his lawsuit in avoiding the testimony of over 15 of his victims. Another story that got buried.
Well, you know what? Anymore, cable news is a good example. Doesn't really bring you the news. They get on a tangent. Like the big thing that they're doing now is that voter harvesting thing in North Carolina benefiting Republicans. And you would think this is a front page story continually. But CNN is beating it like a dead horse. Unfortunately, that seems to be what's going on. Tell you what, let's go to Reno. Talk to my friend Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, I wanted to comment on Wayne Allen Root's analysis of the Republican failure yesterday.
Yes.
He mentioned they didn't come on your show, Danny and what's his name, Laxalt. Well, Danny Tarkanian was on your show every week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. He is the exception, though. But Laxalt didn't come on until the last week, and he lost. Dean never came on. He lost.
Right.
I mean, I'm just. Go ahead.
I'm saying though, Wayne was giving the argument, the position that one reason they lost, they didn't come on your show. Well, Danny lost big time, and he's been on your show. So I mean, that and your show is preaching to the choir. These people are going to advertise on free TV. Now, I don't have TV. I haven't seen any of their ads, but I listen to the three conservative stations. Conservative talk stations in Reno, and I've heard plenty of Dean Heller ads, and I've even heard a Jackie Rosen, the Creeps ads on conservative stations. What we have to do, and by the way, I voted straight Republican. That might shock you. I bounced around on the ballot initiatives. No, I voted because I recognize and correctly recognize that the left is the greater danger to this country, even though the Republicans are just selfish, money-grubbing, you know, exploited people. The left are worse. But what did the left do right? Why don't we ask that question? I don't know what their ads were. Jackie Rosen's ads was about health care. So, I'm just trying to disprove Wayne's position. I don't think it would have made any difference advertising on your show. By the way, you know, Kevin, I'm sort of negative. You know, bringing in these sports teams, I know you love them. I didn't know you love them that much that you take up so much of your time watching baseball. That spending hundreds of millions of dollars for that is okay. It's an investment. But education is throwing money at it. Your language and that Clyde you had on Monday, throwing money at education. But this is okay. This is the problem, Kevin.
No. I just said 10 minutes ago, I'm not in favor of these things where we end up, essentially spending billions of dollars on stadiums for billionaires. I'm not in favor of that. I'm in favor of the business model that Bill Foley brought to the city with the Golden Knights, where the city and the county and taxpayers didn't have to spend a dime.
Okay. But the language that you use and that other guy throwing money at it, constantly disparaging it. Listen, education is going to be our future. It's not going to be the entertainment industry. And I'm going to tell you something. I occasionally listen to sports radio. It's increasingly about gambling. And I'm against gambling. You know, maybe I'm sure. And look, listen, you got broad Irish Catholic shoulders. Can I challenge them?
Please.
Kevin, you know, I listen to Wayne, and his seething, stinking selfishness, I don't think can be the voice of the Republican Party. I might be wrong. I might be wrong. But I listen to him almost every day. And this type of thing, and I hear it from you, in a sense. I hear the desire to exploit people. 43 million people come in, give a donation at the casino so that Kevin Wall doesn't have to pay income tax. To me, this is disgusting, Kevin. I know you're a nice guy. You have dozens of friends. People like you. But these policies that you're advocating, showing, you know, the consciousness that you have, gambling
would,
is a weakness.
Would you like to pay state income tax? Would you like to?
Yes. Yes. Rather than depending on a human weakness, which is what gambling is, and have these billionaires make billions of dollars off of people's weakness. Yes, I want to pay state income tax. And the other thing, look,
you do realize that if I get you an address, you can mail a check to Carson City.
I know that.
And you can actually give money to the government, and they'll take it.
They sent me back $2,000. I sent them. I called them once and told them that don't send me any money, of course. So, you know, to be honest with you, I owe them money. But it's this desire to exploit people that annoys me about.
It's not exploiting people, though. It's not exploiting.
It's the same, Kevin, it's the same thing with your love of this pimp thing. These women who work, we have to live the highest we can. Not make money off of dumb, stupid women. We have to encourage them. We're here to live the best life we can. And pimping, I don't know if you're getting a piece of the action, and gambling is the lowest. And for you to say, well, it brings in taxes and you don't have to pay income tax, that's not what we're here for. How do you equate that with Jesus? How do you equate that with your belief in religion? I know I'm being really tough on you, and I don't blame you. You know, if you don't want to hear from me anymore.
No, this is the syndrome I hear.
Hey, Mike,
go ahead. All of these gaming these video gaming lounges that we have around town here, and across the state. If you want to go into them, and you want to just have lunch, you can just have lunch. If you want to go there and just have some cocktails, you can just go there and have some cocktails. If you want to gamble, you can do that too. If you don't want to. Nobody is forcing you. This is like letting people's free will run wild.
All right. Okay. All right. You could also have lunch at a restaurant without gambling.
No, and sometimes I do.
We're getting increasingly devoted to this. It's on sports radio, and it's a weakness in our country. Gambling is a human weakness. You want a GNP? You know what the basis of civilization is? It's agriculture. It's not gambling. It's a weakness. I know people want to do it, but it's bad, and it's taking over more and more of our GNP and more of sports.
Well, I would dispute that, because there are so few places where you can gamble. Now it is interesting that everybody goes nuts when the Powerball is up at $160 million or $300 million, something like that. No, I am a free will sort of guy, and the fact that here in Nevada we have the ability to gamble, whether it be sports gambling, you know, betting on football games, things like that, or whether it be, you know, going to a video gaming lounge. I mean, to me, that's a free will thing. And again, you can go to any of these places. You can go to any of these places. And if you don't want to gamble, all you got to do is just say, I just like a cocktail or a cold beer and, a pretzel or a cheeseburger or whatever it is. You can do that. Nobody is putting a gun to your head. And that's why, Mike, I don't quite understand this thing of, well, it's becoming more a part of our economy. I mean, gaming is a big part of our revenue. And the question is that a bad thing or a good thing? We'll talk about that coming up. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. www.ncc.org. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend. Live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Keep the family together this Christmas Day. I know a lot of folks wondering, you know, what are we going to do for Christmas this year? Well, you can do it without the countless hours in the kitchen. Everybody will find a menu item they love at Ichabod's Lounge this Christmas Day. Oh, and I left out the best part. No cleanup after the meal. You and your family can choose from turkey dinner, roast pork, Caribbean walleye, lamb chops, and here's my favorite, succulent prime rib. And you can add soup and salad bar for just $4 more. All Christmas Day specials begin at 12 noon. Ichabod's. In fact, I'm having lunch there today, believe it or not. Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Okay, for those of you that don't know, what we do in our final half hour is we give you the opportunity to turn the table on us, to essentially dictate what it is we talk about. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show. Our lines were jammed for a while, and you may have been getting that stupid busy signal. You may have had a chance to talk about it earlier in the week. Or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Here's the number. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Now, one of the things we were talking about earlier is these Manafort and Michael Cohen sentencing memos. They have to be in by 2 o'clock Pacific time. My guess is they will be in shortly ahead of that time. They might be out earlier, and we'll be watching the hourly newses and, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. But I know that, in fact, let's go to cut 2. And this is Jeffrey Toobin with Anderson Cooper. They were on, CNN last night. And essentially the question, what will we learn from these sentencing memos today? Or will we learn nothing?
So, Jeff, I mean, if the Flynn court filing gave us a better, albeit heavily redacted, sense of what kind of cooperation the special counsel has been getting from people in the president's inner circle, what do you expect we could learn tomorrow from the Cohen and Manafort filings?
Well, we could learn an enormous amount, particularly from the Manafort filings, because that's a factually dense issue. You know, what did Manafort say to the prosecutors, and what evidence do they have that shows that they believe he's lying? That's factually dense. That's very important stuff. My concern as a journalist is I'm worried about the liberal application of toner, which was the, which was what happened with the Flynn thing, where, you know, they blacked out all the most substantive stuff. I'm fearful that might happen again, and we would be tantalized, but not really illuminated very much about the evidence that Mueller actually had.
Okay. Now, that was Jeffrey Toobin with Anderson Cooper on CNN. The deal is that you slide down the dial, so to speak, and you go to MSNBC, and it's not much different. I mean, they're rubbing their hands with glee. They're all excited. This was Ari Melber. He's one of their hosts on MSNBC, and you could tell there was just an excitement to his voice. You know, we talked about it earlier in the week where these anchors, they get breathless. Oh, my God. Breaking news. Oh, my God. This was Ari Melber talking about the Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort sentencing memos and what's in them and what's not in them.
There's no nice way to say this. Manafort was convicted of being a liar, a cheater, and the head of an international financial criminal conspiracy. So, really, people already know that. What we don't know is what else he did after all of that stuff that he got convicted for that got his big deal with the special counsel blown up. And then there's this other deadline, 5 p.m. tomorrow, a sentencing recommendation for Michael Cohen. And that involves not only Bob Mueller, who oversaw 70 hours of interviews with Cohen, getting all kinds of intel, but also separate crimes investigated by those prosecutors in New York. And that could be very interesting tomorrow. It could reveal new directions in the whole Mueller probe or in other criminal probes. It could even suggest new names who could be in hot water in the special counsel probe, which is why just about everyone in Washington right now, I can tell you, Republicans and Democrats, partisans, as well as reporters, everyone agreeing basically on one thing. It's time to gear up for Mueller Friday. But I also owe you the facts beyond all that excitement, which is, I have to tell you, it's possible we won't learn any big bombshell information tomorrow. And that is, as you may have seen us do around here, because of this. Mueller might not want us to know the information yet. He might not want us to see it, just like he didn't with these Flynn filings. So Bob Mueller can take any sensitive information he wants, and he can redact it or he can submit it under seal. So, yes, I want to be clear. The excitement that you're hearing right now is real. A lot of people, as I just mentioned, are excited to find out what's going to be in these filings tomorrow. And it could be a lot and it could be public. But no, it doesn't mean that anything must be revealed, because Mueller doesn't have to reveal anything sensitive. He can always show it to the judge to prove his case without showing it to us. Now, with that in mind, think about where the White House is at. New reporting tonight, they have no plan for how to handle the next stage of this, with leaks that they aren't even putting together even a draft plan that Trump sometimes rips up. One aide explaining their approach now is more like, Jesus, take the wheel, but scarier.
I just love that. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? A lot of people ask me that. You know, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can actually help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. Get Real Water home delivery. And all you got to do is just go to realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. We've got a big show for you Monday. We'll know more about the Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen. More about the sentencing memos and the gleeful warm afterglow of the fake news media. What will they make out of those deductions? I'm making a prediction. They're going to find something wrong in the deductions. Well, it's obvious, really, with this much deducted, you know, with the black lines running through it. That means such and such, right? Well, not necessarily so. I hope you have a great weekend. Get your Christmas shopping done early, will you please? Yeah. We'll do it all again Monday. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day and have a great weekend. Live and local now. Among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs.